I'm thankful for the week. I've moved up a notch or two since I came. I'm glad of everything I've seen and heard that promotes God. I want to be real careful here. I'd like for the meeting service tonight to go on in the same frame it's in before I got up. There's a time when a preacher can be so eager to preach that he disturbs what the Holy Ghost wants. And if there's something else needs to be done, and I don't want, just want to hear you talk if that's what you want to do. But if God's urging you to do something, and I want to, before I came tonight, we prayed in my room, of course, and I want to follow the Holy Spirit. That's been the stream that I've tried to go it run in all of my ministry. And when God called me to preach, and I ran from it, they got to telling stories on me. My dad and mom had moved away and went to my sister's because my mom was so sick. And so I lived quite a while by myself, a fact nobody knew that I was called to preach. So they got to telling stories on me. Every Milby's boy had been in the army and come back, and he's a little crazy. He's running some of them hunters been over at night, and he's running the fields, swinging on, jumping them gullies, and a hollering glory to God. And the only thing about that was, is telling the absolute truth.
Amen. Amen.
And I'm still not ashamed to do that. The Holy Spirit will make you do things you ain't used to doing. When Jesus came, he promised them he'd give them a baptizing and the Holy Ghost and fire. I've watched these modern dudes try to get around that fire every way in the world. And they try to talk about it being hell, and I said, well, I reckon it is. And I've come to the conclusion it ain't. So then we got to deal with all of that.
Yeah.
And now, you got the Holy Ghost when you was born. I don't mean to preach on the Holy Ghost, but I've been thinking about writing on the Holy Spirit, and I get to praying and thinking I don't know enough to write about it. But there's a time in them disciples' lives that what they had wasn't enough. God was here, Jesus is here, and the Holy Ghost is here, and all those periods. But before Jesus left, he breathed on them and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Study about that a little. But then evidently they didn't get enough of it, and they got another dose on the day of Pentecost. So we need more of Holy Ghost religion.
Amen.
There's too many movements, preachers and churches, trying to run without the leadership of the Holy Ghost. And it can't be done. Biblically, it can't be done. Souls will never get under conviction without the Holy Spirit. Preachers will never preach, really preach, without the Holy Spirit. And sinners will never get saved unless they're affected through the preaching of a man of God preaching in the power of the Holy Ghost. They'll never get under conviction. I run into barriers right there with other preachers and other denominations, but it's so anyway. ever person in the New Testament got born again, got saved by being preached to or dealing directly with Jesus Christ Himself. Any program that wants to run without the leadership of the Holy Spirit or downs the Holy Spirit in any fashion will never be anything but fleshly movements. And no hope for the workings of God in their lives. And the children grown up in churches that have no God will die and go to hell unless some street preacher or somebody passing by preaches to them. Now, you say, well, if you have to have a preacher, you know, preaching in the Holy Ghost, what about a sinner dying in the hospital without any proper opportunity to go to the house of God? A man of God can sit by your bedside talking not near as loud as I'm talking and preach the gospel to you in the Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
That made cold chills run up and down my spine. To realize that preaching is not preaching until God the Holy Spirit. I said God the Holy Spirit. All these individuals, when Jesus said in Genesis, let us make man, who you think he is talking with him? Dealing, he didn't make plans as he went. But God moving on mankind is the most precious thing that ever happened to any man, woman, boy, or girl, is to feel the touch of God and know it's Him. I feel Him in my bed. Get up, not as much as now as I used to, get up at night and pray and read and feel the touch of God before I go back to sleep. Amen. There's never been a companion. Thank God me and my wife are buddies. We love one another, express it to one another, but she's not as close to me as God is. Are y'all hearing me? I don't know whether I'm making sense or not, but I'm about to have a dancing fit talking about Him being in my life and being my buddy and my friend. And I don't want to talk to you like he's just some old buddy. He's far ahead of me as the east is from the west. But he'll buddy up with you if you want it bad enough to live for him. Amen. I'm so glad. Wouldn't some of you tonight like to know that the Holy Ghost is your friend? God's not some high up being standing up in heaven with a stick waiting for you to do something before he can beat you. He loves you. Does the Holy Ghost ever speak? If you've been saved, the Holy Ghost will deal with you in your everyday living. Does God ever speak to your inward being and say yes or no? Amen. I was in North Carolina preaching about every week, go home and come back and go home and come back. And I was traveling home one day, and God said, I don't want you in North Carolina for 2 years. Just about made me stop along the road and say, Hannah, you're going crazy. And for 2 years I didn't preach in North Carolina. Some fellers said they get together and talk about it. And some said God would have to write me a letter before I'd do anything like that. And I said he'd done better than that. He just told me in person.
Amen. Amen.
And until you can give yourself over to the leadership of the Holy Ghost, you'll never be what you could be. I'm talking to preachers and preachers' wives and individuals. And we're afraid now that the Holy Ghost is going to have us to do something that'll shame us and in the presence of others. I say, come on, Lord. We've got to give ourselves to the Holy Spirit. Have you ever done that? He'll never give you do anything that won't coincide with the Scripture. I've seen Baptist folk, in one instance, a whole family down in the floor, passed out in the Spirit. Don't y'all look at me that way. I'm telling you what's right. You see, we like the Holy Ghost all right as long as he goes along with Baptist lines. We get all afraid when a man of God gets to working, a walking, and slinging his arms and doing all of this kind of stuff. They want him to be dignified. But a man of God can't preach until he gives himself over to the Holy Ghost. And you can't testify and do it right until God, the Holy Ghost, is dealing with you. And you can't sing right until you let God deal with your heart. Amen.
Amen.
Just because you got saved don't mean you got all you need. Amen. Let me say that again. Just because you're a Baptist don't mean that you make sure that all you need from the Holy Ghost is just to show up when you get born again. I've seen things go on in Baptist churches and in holiness churches. I've preached in the Church of God and Church of God of Prophecy. You said, preacher, I wouldn't do that for nothing. That's why you ain't no further along what you are. Amen. I preached in the Church of God in North Carolina, in Eastern North Carolina, and if I could tell you the name of it, I can't think of it, you'd think I was sure enough a liberal. But after the first message night, the men come to me and said, why are you not telling us the truth? And I said, well, I aim to. And they said, you're not a Baptist. And I said, I think I am. I had, there's a man there that was a contractor. And he's wicked, and he got saved. And he is so changed, and everybody that gets saved, really gets saved, always makes a lasting change. And he had made such a change, it had affected them two fellas, and they came to church with him, or didn't come with him, I don't think, just came by themselves. And sat down on the second bench over here on this side. They had some ornaments on. And I preached that night. And they were affected. And they came to an altar. They didn't know anything about it. But if you'd have been outside that night, they didn't have a mourner's bench. They had little old rails around here. And they about them rails and they're talking to God like he is, you know, they're loud enough they could hear it in heaven. And they got born again. Amazingly, got born again. And the next night before I preached, I said, anybody want to say anything? And that big boy lumbered to his feet. And said, I've been waiting down by the side of the road all my life, and last night I got picked up.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I've raised in a church where there was no Holy Spirit. But when I got saved, I said, something in me that's not like what they got at Mount Moriah. But I never would testify because I was ashamed. I wanted to. I'd heard my mama testified several times, my daddy one time. And I thought, I'm just not going to tell anybody. But I got in another church, me and my wife got in another church, and I still wouldn't. And one night the preachers were preaching, and some way or another I found myself out in the floor in the altar, hollering, God save me one day down on the hillside, and I love him. Amen. You get born again, God puts a heralding angel in your heart that'll tell on you.
Amen.
Well, I'm glad I'm saved. I'm privileged to know God. Just feel him driving down the road. For him to speak to my heart and tell me things. And what's going to go on and what route for me to take. And waking me up at times, 3 or 4 times at least, and speaking audibly to me to tell me what to do and what not to do. I'm not wrong with anybody else. And most of the time, most people don't believe this when I tell them, but that's all right. My wife said no use to tell people that. They ain't going to believe God spoke to you audibly. But I'll tell you, it's pretty nice. If you don't have the Holy, if God don't deal with you, you ought to do something about it.
Amen.
He don't aim to just deal with you. When you get born again, to draw you and bring you to himself and save you, it's not over then. It's just starting.
Amen.
You can't really understand the scriptures until God opens them to you.
Amen.
You can't be the right kind of church member until God washes over your soul and tells you and teaches you. And if you're right, God will keep you in school all the days of your life.
Amen. Amen.
Would you take that? Would you take an individual in your life urging you in this direction and that direction? I dreamed one night about being in a cattle market. I mean, one of them big ones like Chicago. Some of them western cities that have thousands of cattle a day. And I dreamed how they got them where they want them. They open one gate and shut another, and open one gate and shut another. And after a while, they worked them out of the way until they had every one of them just act like they were where they wanted them. And God said, that's what I'm going to do with you. I'm going to open one gate and shut another and open one gate and shut another till I get you where I want you. Thank you for the good gates. Are you movable? Would you tolerate an inside force leading your life instead of you or your wife? You know, just being saved and born again is not all there is to it. And every individual that wants more will get more. Teach it and live it before you young'uns. Tell them that the Holy Ghost is direct. Tell them about Him. If you're saved, Jesus said, we'll take up abode in you. I don't have time to pray. I ain't got time to pray. I'm too busy. I'm just telling you the truth. I ain't got time to pray. You have to make time. Do you do that? I mean, when I'm working sometimes sing while I work, and I feel the urge to go pray, but I just don't have time. But I've learned a whole lot, just to lay everything down and go to my fireplace, get down on my knees. Sometimes he's in there waiting for me. I don't get down on my knees till he's already dealing in my heart and speaking through me. Other times I go and heaven's like a flint. A friend of mine is preaching in the mountains in, I guess, the 50s, staying at a preacher or deacon's house, and he said after we had breakfast, we went out on the porch and sat. The preacher said, let's just don't talk, let's just think. Boy, that's something new today. And he said, after a while, up on the other mountain there, just two or three, four lengths of this church, man's hoeing corn. Y'all remember when we hoed corn? Said he hoed a while, and he come out the end, and laid his hoe down, and went over the hill, and they heard him a-praying. He didn't, just 5 minutes or so, come back, got his hoe, went a few rounds, and laid down his hoe again, went over the hill, they heard him again just a little longer. Amen. Come back and picked up his hoe, and hoed a while, went back over the hill. That's the way you get the job done, friend. And he said that time his hoe come over the hill before he did. Are you hearing me?
Yeah. Amen.
If you want more of God, it's there for you. Friend of mine said he was a state representative in Kentucky. I done forgot his name. It's the only time I ever seen him. He said, I went down to the store the other morning. Felt good and got in there and working around. He said, boy, Lord, I feel so good. I'd like to do something for you this morning. And he said, the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, go sweep out the church. And he said, that's a real suggestion. My wife's going to be here in a few minutes and I'll get her to go over and do it. Women can preach sweep better than men can. And said, the Lord said, you said you wanted to do something. Somebody came in after about an hour or two, and his wife was taking care of the counter, and said, what's the matter with your husband? She said, I don't know. He's all right for us. I know what is it. And I passed the church, and he's outside with a broom beating the walls.
Amen.
If you ain't afraid... if you ain't afraid to turn loose and let God have you, the Holy Ghost will be an agent in your life like you never experienced.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
What I'm saying scares you? I want to say, Lord, tonight I love you. I want what's best for me. You preachers, if you're here listening tonight, I know you know more about this than I do, but give yourself to God. Don't make no moves till you get heaven's approval. Preacher came to me, he called me along in South Carolina, way off, and said, I got a problem. The church is calling me in a better place. And I don't know what to do. And my church down here, he said, just seemed like I ain't doing good. And I said, well, I can tell you what to do. I was in the Army and went through basic training, was going to move out. Went through military police training, was going to move out and be positioned for all the time I was in the service. Somebody came in and said, Hey, man, bad news, we're going to Korea. I said, Lord, help. Went and called. The troops went and called home, told them he was going to Korea, began to get things together. And somebody else come in and said, change plans. We're going to go to Germany. Called back again, everything at home, straightened it out and said, we're going to Germany. Somebody come in and said, we're going to stay right here. They're going to leave us on this base. And about that time, a sergeant came in. Said, Sarge, what's going on around here? We're getting orders saying that we're going to go here to a nation over yonder to another nation. And the sergeant stopped and said, listen to me. Where was your last order say?
That's right.
I said, our last orders, that I didn't, somebody did, last orders was to come here and stay till we're told different. He said, shut up and sit down then and quit making trouble. And I said, sir, that's what you need to do. He said, till you get further orders, stay where you are.
Amen. Amen.
And I say to you, till you get further orders, stay. If you've been thinking about changing churches, till you get further orders, stay where you are.
Amen.
I'm glad I'm saved.
Amen.
I appreciate the Lord working on my heart. If you love God and love the Holy Ghost, and I want to say I love the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
He'll carry you through. I was telling Brother Larry, I guess, there's a burning Christians over yonder. They did that by the millions. They heard a horse coming. The horse was running fast as he could run. A fella on there didn't look like much. But he jumped off and said, I'm one of them too, and run and jumped in the fire. You say, that's crazy. Well, it may seem a little, but it's devotion to God to show the world that you believe. You don't ever look back when you come down laying over yonder in the hospital and your brow's as slick as a bottle and you don't hardly know your own name. I look back down the road tonight. There's a lot of crooks and things that are amiss. But I had a vision one night. I worried about my past and all that kind of stuff. And people find out what I really was back yonder. And I got the vision of somebody with a brush wiping out my tracks.
Amen.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. You worried about what you used to be? You worried somebody's going to find out what you did years ago? Remember what I said, somebody's wiped out your tracks if you're doing right. Would you stand, please? I'm done. I just talked to you a little bit. I had some scriptures picked out.